This recording will guide you to a place deep in your heart. It offers restful relaxation and perhaps a discovery of great wisdom within yourself that resides within the mind of your heart or the heart of your heart. Let me introduce myself to you before we begin this meditation. I am Dr. Sandra Barrett and was trained as a hardcore medical scientist with a PhD in biochemistry and postdoctoral training in immunology at the University of California Medical School in San Francisco. My goal as a scientist was to cure cancer, and my belief at the beginning of my career was that if we understood the chemistry of the body, we could fix anything, including cells that were wreaking havoc. Better living through chemistry is what I believed. My other belief was that things were real only if they were measurable. In other words, the physical was the only real, trustworthy frame of reference. My research at UC was on children's leukemias, which was a major turning point in my life and my beliefs. I would have to go down to the pediatrics floor of the hospital to get blood or bone marrow from these children, and suddenly, disease and cancer had a face. I met mothers and fathers, sisters and brothers, grandparents of children threatened by cancer. Over time, I began to witness that there were children who did well in spite of their disease, and others with a less aggressive leukemia who fared poorly. I didn't know what to make of those differences. Why did one child do well, another not? I was also training physicians to do research, and a patient one of my residents took care of initiated another turning point. She was an 82-year-old woman with acute leukemia who stopped responding to chemotherapy. Yet she had a 50th wedding anniversary, a grandchild's graduation from college, a few other important events, which all seemed to keep her alive. In fact, she lived for another 2 years without any treatment. What kept her alive? This certainly didn't fit the biomedical model I was trained in. How did her disease stay in check without medication? On the personal level, while I was engaged in very competitive medical research, I was also going through a painful divorce. To help quiet my mind full of chatter, I began studying yoga, tai chi, meditation, expressive arts, and aikido, all in an effort to soothe my soul. I apprenticed to a shaman to learn deeper ways of knowing myself, for healing me and the children I worked with. I got another lesson when life served me a potentially life-threatening illness. I took a leave of absence from academic medicine and began to search what might help me heal, since all my physician could tell me, stay in bed. I changed my priorities, moved to a small seaside village, and began studying herbal medicine, Native American practices, Chinese medicine, nutrition, and even organic gardening. I began to dance more and exercise my creative dreams of becoming a photographer. And over time, my health improved. With such an eclectic background for a scientist, I decided to investigate the newest area of medicine or healing, a field called psychoneuroimmunology, or PNI, which looks at how the psyche or mind influences the nervous system and how that impacts the immune system. It examines the role of the mind on the chemicals of the cells of the body. Not finding a course to teach me, I ended up developing the first graduate program in the United States in PNI at JFK University in 1988 and have been a teacher ever since. In my first classes, the students were mostly health professionals going for a master's degree in holistic health or health psychology, and they wanted practical applications of the information. I was giving them the language of our cells and physiology, but they would ask, what worked in real life? If stress does indeed hamper healing, are there different stress management skills that affect someone with cancer or heart disease? If visualization is a potent healing tool, what script would you use with someone who had chronic fatigue or breast cancer? I didn't have a clue. I only knew my own personal experience. So I brazenly asked a physician friend of mine, Elson Haas, if I could work with his patients to teach them stress management and meditation. Amazingly, he consented. At first, I worked one-to-one, and over time began leading groups of people with cancer and immune disorders. I started learning what worked best, or what seemed to. Not that one size fits all, but certain basic skills seemed to underlie the most effective strategies for reducing stress of mind and body. Since those early days, I have taught in the largest private hospital systems in California, rehab clinics for heart patients, and continuing education seminars to health professionals around the United States. The practical skills I teach, I think of as strategies to put in a medicine bag. This medicine bag, our body of wisdom, carries all the healing modalities we need. We simply need to remember they are there. The meditation or stress reduction tool I offer on this recording has been used with thousands of individuals in groups as few as 6 people or as many as 600. After September 11, 2001, I taught health professionals near Ground Zero. They were caring for those who lost someone in this tragedy or who were living in the fear of another one. Their healing experiences were the most profound I have ever witnessed. So I offer this as a gift for healing our hearts.